listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
And then we're off.
Yo, yo, yo. Jan Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. Got Groovy Drew, I got Trav. I'm joined by Maritza today. And today we're talking about Kevin Samuels. We're also going to talk about the correctional officer who ran off with that guy. We're going to talk about Kendrick, and we're probably going to get into it about Young Thug and the Rico stuff. So, how y'all feel about Kevin Samuels' death and people celebrating it and stuff?
Well, I'm not celebrating. Happy that he died.
Yeah. It's like people's like on his ass for his like opinions on the stuff. But at the same time, you keep on going on his platform, and you know what's going to happen when you come on the platform. So.
Kevin Samuels died, but accountability didn't. So.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he wasn't a black.
It's kind of weird, because people still aren't holding themselves accountable. That's why they can't get with the whole Kevin Samuels thing.
But you know what I'm saying? He might not been all the way right, but he sparked something that was needed. You know what I'm saying? Not just say he was bagging women. He was bashing men too. But most of the time, like 95% of the time, he was just telling the truth. Like, if you a man and you want this certain kind of woman, and you know what your situation is, he pays to tell you what that woman gonna tell you and the world gonna tell you. And if you're a female, you want this certain kind of man, and you got all these kids, and you a certain way, shit, that's what the world gonna tell you. Like, people, like I said, I feel like, you know, going back to the old saying, people love a lie, but fuck the truth. Cause shit, they like, hey, I want to hear the real stuff. Not saying he was always right, but a lot of stuff he was right on with.
Yeah. I agree with him most of the time, though. I don't have a problem with what he said. Where is the proton stuff?
Yeah. He was getting on to everybody, though. He was just basically bringing into reality that, you ain't God's gift to work. You ain't God's gift to Earth, so. You being saying that you want this or you want that and all that, then you got to step your game up, because he's just showing you, hey, if you saying that you want this type of woman or this type of caliber man, then you got to change some stuff about yourself. His approach was fucked up, but if you heard it from somebody, I didn't agree with it.
I mean, you got to be straightforward these days, anyway.
Yeah, you can't handle being straightforward.
Just because you was hard, or harder than most.
I mean, that's some way, but you know, but you think there's always anybody could come at you any type of way when they're trying to tell you something?
To me, that's the only way you're going to respect it.
And that's the only way they're looking.
They chose to come on his platform.
I don't say they chose to come on his platform. I'm just saying the way he approaches. You could be harsh at the same time, but you calling a woman a linebacker and shit. It's like, damn. I'm just saying. I mean, somebody come at you and say, hey, I want to talk to you. Hey, you look fucked up and you're ugly and shit. I think you need to step your game.
I mean, some people listen like that.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But
either way, he said some real shit, though.
Places people would say stuff like that. If somebody approach you and you know that you don't want to fuck with them, a lot of people would just beat around the bush. But if somebody come out and say, you need to step your game up, what's wrong with it?
I didn't say it was harsh. I was just saying, when some people call you out your name.
They say you don't agree with his approach. Like,
he don't agree with Kevin Samuels' approach.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but at the same time, I'm saying, if it comes out of a place of love, if it comes out of a place of love to you.
He could come out of a place of love with him. He didn't know them folks. He come over. But the thing is, if you watch the Kevin Samuels video or John looked at his live, if you're going to be sensitive, why go jump on them? What makes you think you're going to be any different than how you talked to the female before you or the man before you?
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
to me, like I said, people can't handle that shit.
Man, he said that, and then you go on there and it's like, oh my god, he really saying this. That's different if you didn't know, but every nine times out of ten, everybody that had been on the heard the man talk before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that had the want what he was giving out. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people just challenged him. A lot of people challenged him, and they just, he wasn't going for this shit. And that's one thing too, people be like, want to be right all the damn time. And he wasn't just going for the shit. And I just don't like
the narrative. You don't want to be accountable.
But I'm just saying, I didn't like the narrative that he was, they were saying that he was just going at black women. I said, man, he just going at both. And he gave some good ass advice.
He used to be women that was on there that went black.
Yeah, so he just got, man, it just like when I think a lot of time when people, everybody does it, get online, people gonna find what fit their agenda. So, yeah, you say he's going against black women to help silence him, like, shit, oh, we gonna rock with that agenda. Whether it's all the way true or whether it's not, because that fit to the agenda, you wanna help silence this man. Like, first it was that, then like, oh, he's gay. Then like, when, I learned now in these days, when people start calling people on their shit, they trying to dig up everything about them. Want me to put everything on their name. It's just been accountable for your ass.
Like you were saying with everybody saying that they gonna, you know what I'm saying, everybody gonna support everybody about their way of life, but you was attacking him saying that he was gay. Like everybody just calling him out and say, you gay. And say, if you want to say that being gay is positive, be say it's positive, but don't try to attack the man and say, oh, he gay. Look how he look. And all that shit. Like, everybody was just attacking him. If he, like I'm saying, when Wendy Williams say some shit, Charlamagne said some shit, everybody had their opinions and all that shit. Yeah, their approach, I probably didn't agree with their approaches and shit, but at the same time, they would say some real ass shit. Same when Bill Cosby was getting that, everybody on that little one speech before back in the day, telling everybody to take care of their responsibilities, they need to be more black fathers in the house. Just said what he said. It's either you take it or you just, hey, just run with it.
Whoever feel offended is, of course, gonna make a big deal out of it.
And I'm still going back. People don't want to be called out on this shit. Nobody don't want to be held accountable for their wrong.
Instead of, like, I say this all the time, people rather find an excuse than work for towards a solution. So it don't matter whether it's Kevin Samuel or anybody, not in just in life, period. Like, we live in that, oh, the reason I'm doing this, reason this happened to me, you gonna hit them with the excuse instead of coming up with a solution to solve your problem. So whatever it is, people don't take the easy way out of everything. Because shit, hey, well, it's always somebody else's fault. Reason I'm here at this point in my life is someone else's fault. Reason I'm not, don't have a job is somebody else's fault. Reason I ain't graduated school is someone else's fault. Reason I ain't getting married is someone else's fault. It's always someone else's fault instead of working on yourself and finding a solution.
So clearly accountability is dead.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, might as well say it's dead. So that we at. Like, it's never nobody's fault no more. It's never nobody taking responsibility no more. It's always someone else's fault. It don't matter what. You can look at life itself now. For you ask somebody, well, so what happened with what? What happened with this situation? What happened with such one? Well, they did this. Well, this is what happened. Instead of just saying, man, you know what? I fucked up.
Mm-hmm. That was Shaq. That was Shaq.
What about the wife?
Yeah, he says took accountability. He said, I fucked up. I wasn't being faithful either. And they just kept on saying, no, man, she had to fuck up. He just kept on saying, no, I fucked up. He just took accountability of the situation. And once you see, you look at yourself in the mirror and shit, and then you can make a change for yourself, man. You can see a lot of things, a lot of new opportunities and new shit happen to you.
Yeah, he just got, man, just got his life shit. Accept your fuck ups and work on them instead of putting them on somebody else. Yeah. Like, everybody wake up with a choice. Everybody get an opportunity to make a choice or a decision. Whether right or wrong, you gotta live with the consequences.
up. You the one controlling your destiny.
Yeah, that's why I like telling you, like, we did about the own gatekeeper. That's why I feel nobody's stuff. You your own gatekeeper. Like, because you ultimately holding the key to where you want to go in life. Well, I feel like.
Yeah, but it's fucked up that people celebrating his death, like saying, making jokes. And like you said last podcast we did, like, nobody, we at the age where nobody takes shit seriously. Everything's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like everybody making memes saying, oh, he in hell. We interviewing him in hell and heaven and all that shit. I'm like, damn. Cause how you think about that family? I mean, if you got you his family and all that, you go on social media, see somebody you probably care, everybody make fun of that dude.
But at the end of the day, they gonna have to go home looking themselves in the mirror. You still in that fucked up position. Like, yeah. You can make all the jokes, you can say whatever you want about them, whatever you say, you ain't disagreeing. If you in that messed up situation before, him dying ain't gonna change your situation.
Yeah.
Like we said, everybody get on social media, find something to be mad about, and then we be attacking each other. And they don't even, like, we can't even grow as a society because we keep on attacking each other saying, oh, our struggle is the worst, or your struggle is the worst. Black men be suffering, or black women be suffering. I said, why we a whole race struggle?
Man, that's going back to putting the blame off that throwing shit back and forth at each other. Like, oh, it's not my fault, it's your fault. It's, that's like monkeys do, throw shit at each other. So shit, though, basically what it do. Somebody just taking account.
Come here.
Shit.
That's all I saw is everybody going back and forth saying, oh no, this and that, this and that. Man, chill out. The man passed away. But social media is just a mask. That's all it is.
Say. Someone lost their life, so I gotta respect that. No matter how you feel, like, you don't like his opinion. If you don't like, you don't agree with what he said. Like, if it don't fit you, if it didn't fit you, why are you mad? That's all I'm saying.
True that.
Always hurt people that ain't ready for it, though.
No, it's not. You gotta stop being scared of the truth. I don't care, like, people spend their whole life running from the truth. But I don't care how far you run, how much you think you run. That shit just like death. It'll eventually gonna catch up with you.
Just gonna come to the light. Be hiding the shit, be hiding it. When the true you come out, everybody just like, well, damn. Is that how you been the whole time?
Yep.
You can't, see, well, that one thing about it, you can't cover up character. You can't put makeup on character. You can't change character. So, shit, no matter what you try to hide, the character will always come out.
Man, that's the... I don't know. People just now, they don't even care about success. They just want somebody to give them a pat on the back. They just want to run up behind other people and all this shit. But man, just do you.
Same with
that whole record company shit. Like, everybody just wants somebody to give them a handout, and then now you paying them back and all that shit. And then you just want to get on social media and flash that $20,000 you got to make it look like you a million, but you really broke. Yeah, nobody want work, but you gotta work. You gotta work for your freedom. Financial freedom.
How about the
question?
You got a whole nother.
Gotta work for your freedom. Financial. Yeah. Anybody else got anything to say on this topic?
Like Trav said, I don't keep up with what's going on, so. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. Serve your purpose.
Okay, man.
Well, people really should use his, well, men, and a lot of people, but men in general should just use his death as a wake-up call to, like, keep yourself checked out. The man had a heart attack.
Oh yeah.
This is somebody the Red Bulls he been
in the black community.
Yeah, damn sure is. Like, yeah, hypertension, like, all that salt, like I said, caffeine, all that shit. Even drugs, like, man, yeah, he had a heart attack. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you get your cholesterol right. Make sure your ankles ain't swollen up and stuff. Like, it is really an advocate to go and get yourself checked out. You know what I'm saying? Go to the doctor, take your yearly physical and stuff like that. But I know people say, yeah, he died, had to find fucking, but shit. Died though. You just 56 years old. So she gonna see the body, like old folks say. Gonna see the body.
Y'all miss me.
You said what?
Y'all miss me. I ain't been on about 3 episodes.
Has it been 3 episodes?
Why did they miss me? I ain't even
noticed
how long you had been gone. You talk about that
bitch. All right, moving on. Marissa. Dang.
Run to you. So my inventory up though. He's probably like, dang, I ain't even know.
Have no recollection.
Excuse yourself. Try being nice.
I'm sure you never have anything to do with my invitation. Because most of the time I be invited when you ain't here.
Like, no, I ain't.
Well, somebody like, noticed. Drew gonna say, hell no, real quick.
No. he already made the decision. He said, Marissa coming. Well, you know you can do now.
You could have told me you didn't want me to come. He could have said, wrote me back and said, never mind. We ain't gonna do it.
I ain't got nothing against you. It's good in my book.
Oh man, how y'all feel about the old girl freeing that first prisoner in Alabama?
Her name is Vicky Sue, Michael. You don't know, man.
I apologize. Super Sue folks, but yeah, it was on. Nah, they was on. She freed them. I mean, like, she sold her house.
She ain't free and she helped them escape. He ain't free. We freed him. That means he don't got to go back. His ass got to go back. He escaped.
He haven't got caught. They haven't got caught. He would have been free.
Yeah.
What the hell they doing in Indiana?
I tried to go to a plant.
They probably trying to hit him.
Yeah.
Man, go to Mexico or some shit.
The fuck shit, they don't care. You don't never go to Mexico.
But they came to abort though.
Yeah, and they were closer to
Mexico on the plane.
Yeah, nah, man, they were closer to like really getting counted this way than going all the way through damn Texas here. Cause they was in Indiana, they went to Michigan, they were good. They once they got the shit, they almost
said, they only found 25,000. I said some of them cops took that money. They just shows, man. Folks just, man, they just be, sometimes they just be desperate or just mental illness or some shit because you throw your whole career away for a nigga in jail.
Some people might just be lonely.
Is it that desperate? All these people out here?
That's a misconception. There's a lot of people out here, but not a lot of people out here.
Don't...
Yeah.
Say that again.
He ain't never fucked with a nigga in jail, so you just can't say all these people like you. And somebody that done fucked with a nigga in jail, they shit sound good. Sometimes, but it ain't never sounded this bad. And then, like, why you think all these white niggas in jail come preach, come preach? And this shit, they got a good talk, man. She got a gift for gals. You never been with a nigga from jail? Have I ever been with one from jail? Not just from jail, but I've talked to some, I've been involved with them, and then they went to jail.
Saying like, no one's on the list, show. That man just said, no, it. Drew, I used to love a criminal. Everybody loves a criminal. So she loved criminal. Well, I did one out in jail. Oh, yeah, friend, like, Drew.
What?
In jail.
What?
Yeah, read about me.
I really didn't understand what you said. Run out and buy me one more time.
Why you never hear what I say?
I don't talk loud enough.
Bullshit.
I hear you now, so what did you say?
What didn't you hear?
I didn't hear nothing you said.
All right, moving on. I'm not repeating myself. You replay the episode back.
Drew said he went. He did one night in. He said he did one night in jail. What's up?
Oh, I said I used to like being there.
You said you love a criminal.
She changed mine quick. That's true.
Oh, but yeah, but when I do it, oh, never mind. I won't. All right. Shit, I be talking about.
Man, he's a thief of the night. But nah, that shit, this is like, I don't know. That shit crazy. Like, people, she bitch, she killed herself and all that. I was like,
She might have killed herself.
You know what I'm saying? It had to be a mental thing because you just throw your whole career away and all that shit. But like you said, you never know.
Was this a white couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it. I remember seeing a mugshot.
That man was sick. His family can
call
him. Ain't no telling what he was doing to that
woman. I know.
I'm gonna keep him on the spot. Had ARs and pistols and everything on that shit, man.
Shit. They ain't killed nobody.
Nah, they didn't, but they said he wanted to shoot out.
Shit. That man ain't shoot nobody. That man, that way she killed herself, that man, they got caught, that man turned himself in. Shit, I found me another one. I bet though he said, I know it's messed up, but probably see.
They about to put that nigga in isolation.
Put it in.
Man. But yeah. Speaking of jail. What y'all think about Young Thug and Gunna and all this though? There's too many backstories for this about Lucci and all this stuff.
That's where it started. If you like, whenever I think if you knew what happened with the Lucci situation, you should expect this was gonna come. Like all this been building up. Like that's basically what Rico charge is. Like that they used to take down mob back in the day. They build evidence over the years. So these charges, this whatever, all this link. It's never not out of the blue. They've been building it for years. Lucci got hit with the same charge, what, 2 years ago or a year after?
Yeah.
And you have to have a lot of evidence to press charges like this. You got to have a lot of evidence
on top of
weed.
Like, nobody, people like, I'm so surprised. Well, like, I realize it's coming from me. Because if one person, like, if two rivals, if basically him and Lucci going at each other, now, and they hit one party with a Rico Act, you know they gonna hit the other party with the same thing. All those people died. When, especially when his baby mom got killed, and shit, people got killed with Lucci, they wasn't just shooting at random people, they was into it with each other. So that's something you shouldn't expect. And like, I think look, Duval tweeted this, like, shit, everybody wanna be a gang until them feds start coming. No, everybody wanna disassociate themselves. That's why people need to stop, like, jumping on signs, just claiming stuff you don't know, really have no record that going on, because now they hit you with the Rico Act, that means everybody going, not just one, but two people, everybody who associated with this particular organization is going, you're going to catch a charge.
Everybody want to live that lifestyle and go to the club and shit until somebody say, hey, he the cash cow, somebody got to take the fall.
That's the thing with the Rico Act. It don't matter who the cash cow, everybody got to take the fall because everybody going to get hit with the Rico Act. Everybody get charged with these list of things, whatever, racketeering, whatever they own, both of them. I think racketeering, murder, armed robbery, extortion, all that. So
you getting hit with mob crimes.
He's the worst. If you want a YSL chain, you going down. Basically.
It basically gets by association.
What he said?
He said he's glad he said that.
Okay, man.
Get by association, man. They're basically what it is. And people like, oh, well, I don't know, just snitching, man. If you see what's going on, they've been trading shots at each other last over the peak on the internet. You know,
talking about his daughter, too.
What's called? They talk about everybody. Like, oh, this is directly coming from this. Like, people, the first thing people want to say, somebody snitching. Now, ain't nobody snitching. Everybody, you tell it on yourself. You know, on the internet. You get out here and do stuff. The police don't got to do that much investigation no more. They can just scroll. Because they want everybody want to be a show off. I'm too, or whatever. You know, I'm about this and stuff. Being video showing guns and all that stuff. It's easy to prosecute a case nowadays.
Mm-hmm. They be putting everything on their social media and shit. Just easy. They said they trying to make a lawsuit.
Now they gotta do, and then people think when they post stuff on social media and they delete it, go away. It doesn't. They ain't gotta do nothing. Give a warrant to Snapchat, Facebook, wherever, and say we need all the messages with these words in them.
Yeah.
And that's
what I'm saying, man. People like nowadays, you see people like, one thing I hate, niggas grow up and want to be a gangster. Like, you've been good your whole life, but you won't grow up inside of me. You won't talk tough and stuff. Because now, these gangs, the Lucha Crew and Young Thug Crew, now they really are not your traditional gang. Now, all them people involved go to jail, now you in there with other gangs like the Bloods, the Crips, the Aryan Brotherhood stuff. Now, you know, these gangs been around for years and years. Now, you thought them people that won't ride for you. Now, you outnumbered hundreds of them, and just y'all 20 people.
I think you just need to leave that shit alone, man. Shit. You think about it, man. Sometimes you just got to leave that shit alone.
You got to. WIP Mouse P class. See, murder. Sometimes you get to it, you get on the elevators. They feel do the same thing to Mouse P back in the day. Why you like he cut C Murder no more after trying time to help him? You like, you know, you get to a certain position. If somebody bringing certain things to your life, you know you ain't trying to be no disassociate yourself from. You gotta cut it off. The hood don't know nobody. Yeah.
You ain't born in it, don't go in it.
Huh? If you ain't born in it, don't go in it.
Yeah.
Too many yes men want a chain, man. Want some shrimp, go to the strip club and shit. Instead of pulling to the side, man, you too rich to be doing all this gang shit. Then maybe you just a hater and they kick you out the crew. Shit.
They're not going to jail the next day, but they are.
Yeah, man, you gotta make better decisions. This shit always going back, making better decisions, man. You can't. Too many people want to be follow leaders. They want to be seen and heard. So shit. So then the people be doing anything for a little recognition. Like that's most deadly drug ever. Attention, recognition, man. So shit. Nobody don't want to be pretty much. Nobody don't want to be recognized. Nobody don't want to be a regular, average Joe or an average giant. Everybody want a clout. Everybody want to have some kind of motion.
Playing B Simone, she said them 9 to 5 niggas ain't shit, so fuck it.
She ain't just said shit. It's a lot of them said, like, shit. Everybody, man, people don't want the normal life no more. Like, social media don't poison us, so it ain't. Hey, yeah. What you want to do for the clock? Well, I'll say something here in the car.
It's just a mess. Niggas see their shit. Influencers, aka professional flexes. I want to do that. Well, I got to do that. He did it like that, so I got to do it like that. And you just missing your whole path of life. You done missed out on some good ass money. Now your ass barely making it. Hey, sometimes you got to leave people behind. That's what I believe. Sometimes you just leave people behind. Fuck. Oh, man. Shit. The one, well, hopefully, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck gonna happen next. So. All I know is album of the year dropping Friday. So hopefully, it should be good.
And then, fuck. For it to be the album of the year, it gotta be good, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell, I know something.
It ain't gonna be Future, but that shit suck.
You think it suck?
It did. I mean, I showed y'all what I downloaded, but that shit could have waited.
It was alright.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, nowadays, people don't even care about no long play albums anymore. They just want a few songs, and them few five songs gonna get platinum. He still gonna get paid off it like it's an album. So people don't really care about putting effort into albums. As you can see, Kanye West do. So it is what it is. I mean, I just feel no, I'm not. But I feel like Kendrick's gonna make a body of water.
It's Gemini.
He's gonna make a body of water. I just how I feel about this shit. I mean, how y'all feel about the video? I mean, I know that Will Smith part. He was just basically saying what Will Smith wanted to say to Jada. Look what I done for you. I need a free Will.
I couldn't even. It took me a while to find the video. I hadn't even watched it yet.
Oh, you watched it?
I know he was changing faces and speaking on their perspective and all that. And I saw earlier that I read an article that what's the name? Lauren London approved of Nipsey Park.
Yeah, a lot of them did. It was good. It was a good song. All that. I ain't got no expectation on the album,
nah. What you gonna wait till it drop?
Pimp a Butterfly Roots. That's all I want.
He said what?
The Pimp a Butterfly Roots. That's all I want.
He gonna come back. He probably gonna have a mixture of it. He still didn't. I'm surprised you didn't like Damn like that, though.
Nah, I like Pimp a Butterfly is my all time favorite out of all here. I still play it to this day.
I like Damn, though. Shit. It should be good. Hey, man. Good yeah, Kid, Mad City, man.
I like that one second.
Some people like Donda. Some people like Donda.
Donda
too. I don't know what I'm doing.
Some people got stem players, some people got City Walk.
Some people just got it good.
I said, you know Mike want one. Why you gonna show?
I'm gonna wait. It dope though. It was dope. You need to finish the album, cause that shit's half the ass. It really is. So yeah. Everybody got something else to say? Clear their minds.
Thought it was a filler, so don't gotta be long.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit it tonight. What, you wanna drop this one and drop the other next one next week or what?
Drop the other next week.
Something.
Y'all been busy.
It's hell.
Nah.
I'm so proud of y'all for finally doing a new photo shoot.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
it was Groovy's idea. Thank you, Groovy.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
I've been told y'all need to do it.
Hey,
but give Drew the credit. Give Drew the credit.
Thank you. Can't wait for your wedding.
It's in August.
Uh oh.
It's what? It's in August. The hottest month. Definitely gonna charge.
I wonder if I'm getting married in October.
I'll be busy in October. I gotta shoot in October.
Damn right.
He's the only person with a camera.
Who?
What you look? And I bet. I ain't got no comeback. I've been like that all week. Mike caught my ass, dog, on that.
I would just repeat what you said about Trey. You said,
everybody was writing me. Everybody was writing me and said, you know damn well you ain't 6'10". I thought, I fucking know that.
6'10", my ass.
It was a humor joke. I'm trying to show I got a sense of humor.
Oh, man.
And I write my wrestling.
Yeah, whatever you say.
All right, oops. Yeah, we're going to edit her out.
Damn.
What?
I'm the most of it.
Hey, people's getting hot.
I feel like you be trying to comfort me.
We'll say this for the next episode.
Oh, I get to come back?
No, not no more.
Oh.
Been here more this year than you have.
I got a life outside of this shit.
Ooh.
This grouse, the fire his ass, calling y'all show some deep shit. You know, some people you need to leave behind, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. Running around with Marissa.
My name's Bennett.
Damn, if you got to say so too, some people you need to leave behind.
My name's Bennett. Y'all two hash that
clearly
out.
Clearly, do not want to be Chad. Here.
Chad don't invite her no more.
Yeah,
I don't thank everybody for nominating us for podcast of the year. We appreciate y'all. You're awesome.
Really appreciate
the balance.
Yeah, man, this stuff's balance.
Yes, sir. So
it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, 2 years. Damn, Atlanta was quiet. COVID, we was in that bitch taking pictures. Been a good 3 years. I appreciate everybody.
When y'all win, make sure y'all shout out everybody that contributed to y'all getting there. Don't stop dropping. You've been
to this. Damn.
And we're going to take everybody on. Who everybody been on the show going to come on stage like they did back
no,
in the day.
No.
We said 100 people on stage.
Source of war.
Everybody. We got to bring everybody.
Everybody.
Chad got being all red.
All red, this Suge Knight moment.
We bring everybody to this war show. We put a PSA. Hey, we're rocking with everybody. Hey, we need 200 tickets.
I'm going to get a champagne bottle.
Take my shirt off.
What? What are you doing?
Look now, that way you coming up while we walking off.
Dang on.
Cue the music.
It ain't gin talking what you talking about. Cause all you freaky bitches want some dick in your mouth. See, I know you niggas watching how we live from the past.